rest of you, all you guys.
Okay, we're good. Don't touch the switch. Oh, she put a cover. No, she didn't.
Okay, we're on the record, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Kanawha Town Planning and Zoning Meeting. Welcome to all in attendance here tonight. I guess we're all okay, but Jens is absent.
I left him a message. I think he's on call.
Okay, we'll excuse Jens. And everybody had a chance to look at the agenda. We're okay with the...
I have, and I'll move that we accept it.
Got a motion and a...
I'll second it.
And a second.
Okay.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Last meeting's minutes.
Everybody
all had a chance to go over them.
I don't see any changes.
Corrections? We have such a good minute taker here. We rarely have any.
We do. She's worth all we pay her.
Occasionally she may miss a period or a comma or whatever. So a motion to accept the minutes.
I make a motion to accept the minutes. I say aye.
Got a motion?
I'll second it.
Second from Lane. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, no public hearing scheduled tonight, so we can jump that item and we're to the point of review and discussion of any action brought before the commission. So that would be you guys.
There's for number one. So you can bring up your plans and that map and...
So she's got everything well organized in here.
Well, crazy.
So this is
you guys are always well organized.
Yeah.
That we got from the title company.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still waiting on our name right here. So this is still under Jason and June Dixon.
Right.
Okay.
We're going to split it directly.
You split
in the
it right
center.
In the middle, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it'll be 165 feet. So that'll split the properties at 0.625 acres each.
So you get the dairy barn.
Yeah.
Did you know what that structure was?
I assumed it was a milking barn or something.
It was a little milking barn. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming down, but as cool as it looks, I would assume that
you're probably familiar with that.
If it was anywhere else, we would have fixed it up, like fixed the roof and like kept it. It's probably like a shed or something,
yeah.
But...
I would put my chickens in
there. You know, it really never functioned very many years at all, you know, but the guy that owned that, Marion Kessler, originally, you know, well, everybody in town had a two or three cow dairy.
Two or three had a couple of them.
That's cool.
So he had his built close to the road where he could sit. All the milk was shipped in, he used to call them creamery cans, you know. Guy come around and pick them up every day anyway.
Cool.
He probably owned it.
Okay, so I'm not sure what you needed of these.
Well, we just keep those.
Okay, I wasn't really quite sure, so I just brought everything.
Okay, water connection, wastewater permit.
Okay, they'll have, everybody will have a copy of it.
All good looking to me, I'll tell you. You might want to take a look at any of that. Hell, I hate to lose you guys as neighbors.
We've been gone for a little while.
I know.
Yeah.
I know you have.
Do they need the street address?
They were excited to move in.
Have our address.
I don't know who they are.
It's 140 Michael Freeman.
140 East. 200 South.
Her parents said, so Lisa.
I'm 140 South, 200 East.
Hey, well, I'm going to be confused. 140 East, 200 South.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a pretty good look. We're not going to go exactly for that. We're going to do like a board and batten siding and then like a lap siding and cedar shingles up above with big timbers.
So who's your contractor on the finish work?
Me.
That's what it says.
Everything wood. That'll be me.
I hear you do very good, too.
This is 125 East.
This is
140 East, 200 South.
What is that for, the water permit?
You know, that could fit. You know, it's on the quarter.
Oh, it goes at the whole quarter.
On the quarter block, yeah.
Because that guy put that out.
Because I don't know who, for sure, who assigns.
Probably, did you have an address?
Who assigns house numbers, for sure?
That was just, I called.
And we just barely, that, our house address could have been established after that was filled out, so.
Yeah, because I called
Adam.
Yes.
And he doesn't do it.
He doesn't?
No.
Who does it?
Usually the gas company, when they come, when there's a foundation, you know, when you get your gas, they give you a temporary permit, okay? And then that goes to Adam, okay? And so, like, this right here is already 140, 200 South. That's a temporary address until.
Okay, and then when they come in, the gas company.
And so usually, if someone doesn't know how to do it, the guy would call me and we'll figure out whose homes are around there. And then, because what they're doing, they're taking, basically, they're taking half lots and guessing at the address going back and forth.
It wasn't Adam Bridge, it was Adam Britt. I called Adam Britt.
Right.
He's the.
Right, he does the area.
GIS guy.
The GIS, he does address of like.
So he doesn't do that then?
No.
Not necessarily.
No. County, he can do it, yeah.
Okay, so what, it's, we'll call Questar when we get to that point.
Is that Adam Richens? Well, you don't put that number on there.
No, Adam Britt.
No, Adam Britt does. And what happens, people go to him because they hear that he does the mapping and the stuff, okay?
He just guessed it, he's like, this is for, like.
Right.
Yeah.
But the gas company is the one that actually sets your temporary and then after goes discussion, you know. But usually, if you have a temporary number, it's pretty close to what you're gonna have.
I made up my own 25 years ago.
And what you need to do, I'll tell you right now.
I did.
You make a sign, get a piece of wood, paint it white, and put your address on it and hang a post. So everybody knows that's where it's at, because usually they get confused and they'll start going to people's houses.
Yeah.
Okay, I can now. So should we just keep using that 140 East?
I would until, yes, that's what your permit says.
Yeah, okay, so.
Okay, so follow this until the gas and then.
So does that need to be changed on that?
No.
No, no.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Because this is all temporary until you.
Yeah, okay, I was gonna say, should we worry about that, but if not, then I'm not.
No, it's just that you have to make that, make sure you make a sign.
Yeah, that's a good idea, I didn't know that.
Okay, I would entertain a motion that we accept this application and refer it to the town council in a positive nature, that we support it.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
The motion is second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we are gonna keep these until the meeting.
Okay.
There. It probably shouldn't be, if there's anything you need, just call Ed or myself.
Okay. Yeah, so just show up?
Yes, that way if they have any questions that we can't answer, you guys will be here.
So will Karen be there?
Karen will be there, Cindy and Karen.
Just come with a check.
Just come with a check.
On that paper that was in there, I added up those fees, are those correct to this date or have they changed? Do you know? I mean, if not.
Usually I update it after they.
So then like our building permit, I think it was like $1,600 or something, so it was like around $7,000.
Is $1,064.53.
For the building permit, yeah, I saw that.
Well, that's for your permit and state fees on the building.
Pretty exciting stuff, actually. Happy for you guys.
I'm excited.
Really anxious.
Yeah, a lot of new homes.
Turns out.
That's a nice location and nothing like.
Yes.
The only recommendation I would have had to you at all was don't build a basement, but.
And I'll give.
Well, we're just gonna do an unfinished.
You wrote down $1,164, but your Oh, but it is one, yeah. I forgot about the plan check.
So is that pretty much what it is then? Just
right.
Add all these up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, just add them all up. And I would take a little
and
piece of paper.
$5.
Yeah, I would take a piece of paper. And
I miss hearing my wake up every
culinary
morning.
Culinary hookup.
That old, that green truck.
Electric service.
Oh, so that's a loud
that
truck.
And then this thing right here.
I hardly drive it now. I got a company truck now, so I hardly ever drive that one.
Okay. It's just easier for her because we're going so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could about count on that about 6 o'clock
in
the morning, somewhere around there.
Loud truck?
Yeah.
On the agenda Wednesday. It's
do I need to call Cindy? I think I'm on, but I'm not sure.
No, she takes it under planning and zoning.
Oh, sweet. So I'm good.
So, yeah, you're already there. It's it.
I may be there, but probably not.
Well, I'm getting my last shot Thursday, so
you
if I kick the
there.
Bucket, I might
I've got my last
I know. You got yours last, Thursday or Wednesday?
I'm still ducking and laying low, so.
Oh, yeah.
Either me or.
So one of us will
be there. Or Jerry will be there.
Got it. Okay.
And that's on the.
That's Wednesday, the 10th.
Okay. No, that's February.
A week from.
Oh, yeah. So
a week from
it's still on the 10th.
Okay.
March is
just
like February.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sweet.
Okay. So we're good?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Good morning. Well,
thank you,
guys.
Good
okay.
luck to you.
Thanks.
Okay, next on the agenda, you say there was at least one more, huh?
Yeah, this one started in November, and it got all the way to Adam for this inspection, which at the time he got the virus, was quarantined for a couple weeks. And he finally got to go through it and set it up. And approved them, and they sent a check to him. Okay. These are the house plants. They're not stapled. The contractor actually had to drive down last week to give them to me because we didn't get this settled until the last 2 weeks. They've already got a check. I've been locked up.
Who's this?
The contractor is Summit Building Construction in Cedar City. Last name is S-T-E-E-D. I don't know his first. Steve, is that how you said? I don't know his I forgot his first name. But anyway, his young ladies have been on the phone and emailing me to make sure everything was, anything else, we'll drive. Okay, so before I start, there's a little note on here because the checks are higher. The check is higher than what Adam first put on here. The check is for $1,725.78, and the fees he put on this permit at the time was $1,635.78. But they came back. Instead of having a crawl through under the house, because he already had the plans, they decide to do a partial basement with a partial crawl through.
This is old Reuben Anderson's old dairy barn.
Oh, when it's north of that.
So it's out
right.
Of here.
And here's the
Kuman residence.
So their name is Kuman?
No. That's the person that drew up
So it's a set of plans that Kuman had.
Right.
That somebody else is using.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I think it's part of the family. But anyway, this is it, right?
Well, be right in here somewhere.
No, there he is, right there. Okay. James Barlow bought all this right here from the Andersons. He deeded this. This is an old plan.
I gotta get my head straight.
That's north. There you are. There's Barbara's. There's the street. There's this right here, and then this is the 1.7, which three people, I'll show you in a minute, this he kept. I won't be surprised if that's split more than once pretty soon. Their names
well,
are...
Well, those are all good. I shouldn't say anything.
They're good people.
They
keep
are, but the names tie directly to...
Oh, yeah. He sold to Shannon, Garrett, and Brendan Barlow. So I don't know if those are children or a new family. But I even got a copy of the warranty deed. This one's not signed, but they gave me a copy to show because I had an old plat. And this, and they had their plat is right here, and I'll pass this on. So they had a copy of the old one too, and this will lay out, and this will lay out where the house. There is, they got power and water signed here.
So these two pieces of property are still separate?
Now they're separate. These belong to the three people. James Barlow kept this one. It was two different parcels when they bought it from Barbara. I don't know. I think because the dairy must have been on this one. Or close to it.
Oh.
See this one right here.
Well, Barbara never would have owned that.
Barbara and Billy.
No, that's
is it?
No.
This is Barbara right here.
Right.
Okay.
They never owned this.
Oh. I thought Billy told me that they sold to them. See, he sold some property.
Possibly. It don't matter. It don't
so
matter.
So who would have been? Because I went back.
You know, I don't...
And I don't know who this
At
is.
At one time, I know Orville Kimball, I don't know whether he owned it, but he used this property. There used to be an old stackyard.
Oh.
And he fed cattle
out. Do you know who that is?
This all of this over here was owned by Virg Christensen. And his family owned it right up until these people bought it. This Carson kid and whoever, Jesse Card and
yeah,
Sharon Card is. I have no idea who those people are, but... You know, and then they're right next to Kelly and Tilden.
Right. But Mill got the property in back of her, didn't
yeah.
he? Yeah. And so, let me put this check.
Interesting. Right. I just...
Curious.
On this, you know, it's like how... If they use this other property, how in the hell is it going to be accessed?
That's what...
Because your street's right here.
Right. But they have to. They're going to have an.
So you lay this to the north. The street comes up here and turns right here. Here's where Barbara and Billy live.
Right.
Right here.
Because you can see those guys. They pull up right here when they did. Anytime anybody these people have been there, I've seen them.
Yeah.
Okay, but when the contractor was here, he went right up there and was laying some flags out.
It
so,
don't matter. It's something like if somebody's going to build here,
they're going to have to.
You could be
answer.
Watching if
right.
I'm not here. You're here. Anybody else is still here. They're going to have to come up with some kind of a.
And that will come
have an
up.
Access to get it like a flag lock kind of a thing to get access
right.
to this property.
In fact, I need to call them anyway because Chad wants to talk to one of the owners.
Who?
Chad Whitaker. They don't have any irrigation pressurized there, but they do have a ditch. But as far as he knows, they don't have water rights.
No, they don't have no water rights.
But they've got to remember that ditch. They have the irrigation company has 12 feet on both sides for repairs.
That easement.
Right,
yeah.
And they cannot put anything permanent there.
So the irrigation company is going to have to clean their mess up because they've got culverts laying all over that property.
And not only that, if we ever do have a flood, that ditch is known to plug and flood
yeah,
that property.
It's not a choice building lot. But
that's what Chad said. What, are they crazy?
Well, depends on how they build, you know. They could build like in Louisiana, you know, put it up on stilts.
Stilts and.
Oh, I guess they could. But anyway.
I don't know what they're doing there. I definitely wouldn't put a basement in there.
I would. I will make sure that this owner calls Chad at the same time. I'll talk to the contractor about. We need to know. I'll just tell them we need to know before we go to the town meeting. And they're anxious because this has been going on, and the bank is now asking for receipts for the money they've been putting out, for, you know.
Did you need to see any of this land?
Yeah,
they saw the house print.
Oh, okay.
And this is going to permit. Do you have a pen?
I guess we don't worry about easements.
No, but they should know.
Long as they're submitting. What does their plot plan look like?
They usually don't show the roads.
No, but do they show their setbacks? Or
no, huh? They just show the acres, the dimension.
I don't think we even move on it. Because they show us their a site plan with their setbacks.
Isn't there something in the housing, the house thing?
Oh, this right here does. Not maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that one even shows where the septic's going is, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've got plenty of setback there, 232 feet. Well, I guess we just let them go ahead. This problem right here with the irrigation company is just something that's where they're this
that's where
irrigation ditch.
They can't stop them because there's no law, but they need to know that by signing that paper that they have to follow the rules and regulations of the irrigation company, and they signed them off. So, I'll take this one and that one. Do you have a pen?
I do. I come late, but I come prepared.
I'm so sorry. I was so worried that maybe you were just tired and didn't feel like coming. But usually you
Well,
say
that's
something.
Always the case.
You,
but I was. I got on the phone. Have you ever been on the phone with Frank Paxton?
No.
Huh?
No, but I've been caught at the post office.
But I was on over an hour and a half, whatever, on the phone with him. I just. I'd thought about this earlier, then it just spaced the time off. I'm just sitting there. Margaret went to St. George today, so she's not home to kick me out of the house. And so I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden my cell phone rings. And
then you remember.
And then I didn't remember then. It's kind of like this voice says, "Are you coming to planning and zoning tonight?"
Well, I didn't know, you know. I haven't heard of anybody being really, really sick, just maybe a fever or some chills or aches, you know, someplace in the second week. Or I know Sharon Taylor, a couple of days later, she had a headache at night, but when she took some Tylenol and woke up in the morning, she was fine.
It got Phil.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I've followed everybody's take on shots, first shot, second shot, whatever. My first shot had a little, you know, I've had a lot of shots in my life. You know, if you've ever been in the
military
they shoot you to death with everything
yeah.
in the world. Cause
I know, too.
You know, you could be sent anywhere, you know.
Even family gets.
And so I've had flu shots and so on, sometimes maybe a little tenderness or whatever. So my first COVID was kind of like, you know, a little tenderness. Other than they must have hit a main order here or whatever. I had a bruise about that big there. But, I mean, no soreness or... So I go get my second shot last...
Wednesday, Thursday.
When the hell was it? Last Thursday, Friday? Last Friday. And get it. Nothing. A little teeny bit of tenderness, you know. Till the next day, and I keep track, you know. So I'm saying about 30 hours after my first shot, all of a sudden, just like that, I felt like shit. I felt like the flu coming on me, you know. And I started. My back was aching. My back always aches.
Wow.
Always. When you see me get up, it can take me a little while to get going. But just my lower back. So this started, as I describe it as a strip about 6 inches wide from my neck clear to my butt. Starts aching like crazy. And so, so we bought one of these thermometer things, you know, where
uh-huh.
it is.
Oh, yeah.
I told Margaret, I said, you know, I'm feeling achy, kind of chilly, and let's take my temperature just for the fun of it. Nothing there, you know. I just felt like I was, and so I kind of feel like crappy. So I turned up the hot tub. I thought, I'm going to go out and lay in the hot tub a little while. And that felt good. As quick, so 30 hours and about 4 hours later, as quick as it come on, it left.
Oh, my.
And that was it for me.
I'm hoping we better motion for.
So, yeah, back to business. Not so much bullshit, but going to get a motion on is it Steed?
No, it's
Barlow.
Barlow.
On this Barlow permit that we just got.
I'll move.
You know, everything looks good to me. The only guess the question at all is that they are keenly aware of the irrigation company easement that runs through the south side of their property there, so they know they're okay with that. Second on the motion.
Second.
Got a second? All in favor of favorably recommending this permit to the town council?
Aye.
Aye. With, if you wind up doing it, Jerry, I think just with the caveat that it's not our place, but we've got a little concern about that easement that they understand
right.
where their building is
right.
has been underwater.
Yeah.
So, moving on down, let's see, anything else that anybody has that we need to...
I motion that we adjourn.
That's jumping right down the line. Did we vote on this other day?
Yeah.
All in favor, say aye. Did
aye.
We do that? Mm-hmm. Aye, aye, aye. So jumping on down the line, commission reports and adjournment. Got a motion to adjourn?
I'll second that.
Got a second to adjourn? All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
I just hate when you do that.
So what?